When I say the word humility, what comes to mind?
For me, what comes to mind is an intense curiosity about other people. I think, you know, it's that age-old challenge with an idea like humility that the moment we start focusing on acquiring something like that is the moment we probably are at risk in losing it, because it becomes a project in behalf of ourselves. You know, even any self-improvement project has, I think, that risk, that it keeps us focused on us. And I've just noticed in the people that that I've admired who have real humility, they are the most intensely curious people about those they're around, about those they're working with, about those that they impact, and they're fully focused, they're fully invested in their impact, figuring that out. It's not about, you know, what they did and getting accolades for that and getting credit for that. All they're interested in is, okay, what's life like for the people around me? Let me really dig in and get inside of that and understand that. And it's not a technique. It's not something they put on. It's not a skill. They're just really interested in other people and what other people are trying to accomplish. And then they naturally, out of that curiosity, they adjust what they do to be more helpful to other people. That's the core of this latest book, The Outward Mindset, is trying to help people see that pattern. But for me, the people that I really have admired who have embodied a real humility, I think that's the characteristic that they have. They have this intense curiosity, and then they're fully focused in making sure that their impact on other people is exactly what it should be. So, yeah, I think that's what comes to mind.